Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined here on the Stoney and Jansen program, the head coach of the Big Ten Eastern Division champion, Michigan Wolverines, Jim Harbaugh. How are you? You can't be any, nobody can be as good as you right now.
Who's got it better than us?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I know. I mean, hell, even I'm happy.
The only people that could possibly have it better than us are future us. if we keep at it, keep it going. Just a great thrill of winning, great thrill of victory, wonderful feeling of winning.
I want to ask you about, we debated on the air, you know, what was the most important play? What was the key play? So without going through each one, because there's so many, if you had to pick one key play in that football game, which would it be?
That's really tough. I mean, it's like...
It's like your children?
Well, yeah, your children, or if you're a carpenter, what's the most important tool? You know, is it a hammer? Is it a saw? Is it a screwdriver? It'd be tough. I mean, Cornelius Johnson, the one that really got us going, and then he kept us going, too. I mean, that two huge plays he made. J.J.'s touchdown was big, the one he ran in. That was huge, the throws he made. Mozzie Smith had his best game. I mean, talk about consistency over. Played the most plays he's ever played. Got the most pressure on the quarterback, four tackles. Great play by Rashawn Benny to tackle C.J. Stroud. And as C.J.'s going down, flips the ball to his receiver, but Rashawn is hustling and torques him a little bit, and the ball goes a little wide, deflects right into the arms of Taylor Upshaw, who also made that huge play. Mikey Samristil.
That was the one.
Two PBUs in the end zone that both those plays saved touchdowns. Saved 4 points. Mm-hmm. Makes him kick a field goal. That was a phenomenal play as he's running in coverage and just patiently waited for the hands to go up, the ball to come into the hands, and then timed it just beautifully and perfect. So many. I mean, Rod Moore, he was all over the field the entire game. The one specific play, because he had three tackles and three assists, and maybe the biggest one was not even reacting. Okay, throw the flag after he got headbutted. Just great discipline by him. The throw by Khalil Mullins and the catch by Luke Schoonmaker. So many. Mekari Page, Donovan Edwards.
Yes.
Now, definitely, I don't know what my favorite play of the game was, but my favorite line of the game after the game in the post-game interviews when they asked Donovan, Mr. Edwards, tell us about that long run. Tell us about the long run. And he said, which one?
Well, yeah. Okay. So
second would be J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah.
This is all right. This is all good, but we have more work to do.
Mm-hmm. So talking about Donovan and the key play, one of the most, I think, underrated plays of that game, and I want to ask you how you had the cojones to do it. It's 4th and 1 at your own 34, and you decide to go for it deep in your territory, give the ball to Donovan, he gets the first down. I mean, that was huge, because a few plays later, that's the Loveland touchdown. I mean, if they stop you there, the chances are they're going to score and the game takes a different tone. What gave you the, I don't know, the cojones to actually make that call?
In between series, I had a good talk with the offensive line and coaches Weiss and Moore. And because we had got stopped on a 3rd-and-1 and decided not to go for the 4th-and-1. And just try to figure out the next time we're 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 for that matter, you know, what are we going to do? We had two different plays that we liked. And the offensive line was moving the defensive line. We just had the gaps shot on us on that first 3rd-and-1. But the offensive line is what convinced me. They said, Coach, we'll call it. Next time we're in it, go with the play. We'd just gotten stopped on the 3rd-and-1. I think they took that personally, that they were stopped. So, yeah, that's the one we rolled with, and our guys did move him off the ball, and Dono hit it, and, you know, just trusted them.
I do want to ask you about a couple of other under-the-radar plays, and it kind of just goes to how it takes all 11 guys, how it takes the discipline, and it was Jalen Harrell on the 4th down. He's covering the tight end on the play-action pass, and he causes an incompletion. Mm. Braden McGregor,
could have been 3rd-and-3. Could have been the play of the game.
Could have been the play of the game. 3rd-and-3, yeah. Braden McGregor. Yeah. Bats down a ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through that film, and from start to finish, there are moments where every guy stepped up. Have you ever been a part of a game where it literally took every guy that you took down to Columbus to step up and make plays?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been a part of that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing when it occurs that way, and you have a locker room of heroes. You know, we weren't looking for one or two. We were looking for, you know, a whole team of heroes, and we got it. I mean, you talk about guys that played their best game, you know, of their career. I mean, nothing makes me more happy and excited about that. But you're right, the Jalen Harrell play, huge, huge play. Bray McGregor, he's on the verge. He is on the cusp of real stardom, and he's just, you know, just gone about his business, you know, worked through some adversity, and but here to let you know he's the next one. And I got to talk about Colson Loveland, not because it was a play of the game, but he did catch a pass that went for a touchdown. So he caught the pass, goes into the end zone, and without celebration or, you know, he starts sprinting back to our sideline because he knows he's in on kickoff on the next. So it's about 30 yards. He's got to come back from that end zone all the way back to our kick line. And we were like, Cole, we got it. Yeah, we got you. Take a blow. We'll get somebody else in there in your kickoff spot. He's like, okay.
Still doesn't know how good he is, does he? Still no clue. You got to love those young guys.
Oh, man, the longer it takes him to figure that out, the better off he'll be. So another play you might remember, JJ scrambled out, just kind of overthrew Colson because he was double covered. It was a good throwaway and a safe place to put the ball. But the ball is 50, 55, 60 yards downfield. Colson immediately puts his foot in the ground, sprints back because he's on punt team. There's a lot of guys that would be going, Coach, I need to blow, tap the top of their helmet, do some crazy stuff like that. Mike Barrett's the same way. You know, had 11 tackles in the game, played 75 snaps. I mean, doesn't even think about missing a special teams rep on punt or anything else. It's you know, it's a whole locker room of heroes and guys that you know. They play for each other. They win for each other. They play as a team. It's the one of the most phenomenal things to be a part of.
The Mullins play, the pass. I heard it was never even repped. Did you, when you ran him?
It got repped in practice.
Okay.
It got repped.
Okay.
Yeah. It got repped because Blake was, I mean, he was doing everything he could all week to get on the field, but we still didn't know. And that's his play. So we auditioned the other running backs to see who could throw. Khalil probably had about 3 or 4 reps in, you know, live practice.
When you ran him on the short yardage that he got stopped, did you say, well, we're doing that to set this up because they'll think if we do it again, he's going to run the ball? you think that far in advance? You know what I'm saying? Because he was a play earlier in the game where he got stopped.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
to set it up for later, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the discussion. I mean, they had everybody, you know, within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
That's good coaching.
So we knew that. Well, that was a pretty obvious one. I can't take a deep, long bow for that one. I mean, it was an obvious call. But, you know, it's still like, is he going to, you know, is he going to execute this? Yeah. But that was the third and one stop. Then we came back on fourth and one and ran the same play with Donovan running it. And then we came back the third time, and that's where we ran the pass. The funny thing, you know, as Paul Harvey would say, and only you and me probably know who.
I know Paul Harvey.
You know Paul Harvey?
Yeah, the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Yeah. So the rest of the story is, you know, after the game in the locker room, I'm you know, just telling him great job and everything. And it comes to my attention that he never even saw Scooney. So he took the handoff from JJ, ran up in the line like we told him to do, you know, take two or three steps and then throw it. But when he looked for Luke, he couldn't find him. He couldn't see him. So I go, what the heck did you do? He said, I just threw it for the area. I go, well, that's really good. That's really good. That's really good thinking because it would have been disaster had he not. At least he gave us a chance.
Uh-huh.
And then Scooney stopped, put his foot in the ground, came back for the ball, was a little underthrown, and had he hit him in stride, it would have been a touchdown. Yeah. But it really worked out better that it was just a first down because we were able to take another 4 or 5 minutes off the clock and then scored with JJ going into the end zone.
By the way, see what happens when you throw the deep ball?
Good things happen.
Yeah.
Stoney just do it all the time.
If you don't want to take the bow, Stoney will gladly take the bow for you.
No, yeah. I would never say throw it all the time. But the guys got open. It was effective. People saw what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our receivers really attacked it and put the ball in the money, and they were very conscious of catching the ball. I mean, a lot of times the receivers, you know, any receiver, I mean, they think about yak, you know, yards after the catch. Got to get that yak. We need yak. What we need is to catch the ball. And that's something that Greg Harden, you know, who we love dearly, you know, that's a point that he made actually to our receivers, you know, this week. Great coaching point. And they took it to heart and not only caught the ball, but got some yak as well.
Mm-hmm.
So all those guys attacked. Ronnie Bell had a great game. Cornelius had a great game. Roman had a great game. AJ, you know, another great play in the game on punt return. You know, every time they punted, it was with a win. Every time we punted, it was into the win. But one of their punts, you know, fair catch, and AJ's going to let it go into the end zone, but had the presence of mind to block the gunner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pro guys will do that. Pro guys will have the presence.
Ball goes in the end zone.
Goes in the end zone. Don't let it, you know, don't let him down it at the one. That ball would have been downed on the 1 yard line had AJ Henning not had the presence of mind to block their gunner. Man, we could talk a long time about this.
Yeah.
We got to get on to Purdue.
Well, I do want to ask you about
biggest
Purdue
game in the world.
The only thing, only people that could be have it better than us right now is our future selves. Mm-hmm. The future selves have, you know, a Big Ten championship game, and everything after that will take care of itself. But you've got business to take care of in Indiana. How do you, because you do have that experience, an emotional win, and then trying to recenter everybody to get ready for Purdue. How do you do that this year?
Well, it's a risk, right? I mean, it's a risk that you're riding this emotional high, and you don't come back and take care of business. But it's the first rule of champions, and it's not even a principle; it's a rule. Do not let up. Number one rule of champions: do not let up.
And Purdue, really good quarterback. Terrific wide receiver in Charlie Jones. That has to be, I would assume, the number one focus, especially defensively on them, correct?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, they're really good at it. Quarterback's really good. Passing game is really good. You know, spread it out. Use all parts of the field. You know, short, intermediate, deep, crossing routes, every kind of every kind of route known to man, and they're really good at it.
A lot of open jobs right now, Stanford, Colorado, Western Michigan today. Some of your assistants maybe talk to. Are you worried about losing anybody? You obviously, you'd be excited, but is this the time when you guys have, you know, Saturday and then what we think is going to happen after that?
So my coaching tree right now, I mean, I keep track of this because it's so important to me and us, is
the Harbaugh tree.
Yeah, there's a tree. I calculated it at 19. I would really like to get into the 20s. You know, we got guys that are so ready, you know, beyond ready to be head coaches. And, you know, it's nothing but happy for us. The whole team is that way. I mean, we're always happy for the other guys' success. And, yeah, that's going to happen. There's going to be guys that get head jobs. I mean, there's just too many great coaches on our staff, and there's too many smart ADs out there that you know are gonna do it. And so yeah, we're and that pumps everybody up. I mean, the amount of, like, when you just see the players get pumped up that way when somebody has an opportunity like that. It's the team, rising tide lifts all ships. What's good for the hive is good for the bee.
And with that, we say good luck. Thank you very much. That's Jim Harbaugh joining us on the Stoney and Jansen Show, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.